Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right. In an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femenino and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Come on!
Give me half the money you were going to bet.
Come on, get in the bet!
I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
What?
Bet on both of them. You can't lose.
Pay that man his money.
Yes! Yeah!
On the board, powered by FanDuel.
Woo!
All right, two things, Rico. One is just going to be a PSA. The other one, I'm gonna hand out a Preakness winner.
Winner.
Winner. I may even just throw out the winning exacta for you.
Oh.
Just make it rain.
Look, balls on this guy.
Just accept it. But one, just so you don't think it's all back rubs, bubble bats, and sprinkles when I talk about live betting. Well, let me tell you, I got bit last night by the live betting bug, and it was one of the worst beats you'll ever have. I didn't like the Blazers getting 2 last night.
I knew you were going to say that.
So I waited. Blazers were down 6 early. I grabbed plus 155 to win the game. Blazers were down 7 in the third quarter. I grabbed plus 183. Fast forward. They're up 1. With the ball, Robert Covington going to the line, 5 seconds left in the game. Covington misses both free throws. Suns ball, 5 seconds to go. Blazers still up 1. And David, I don't know if you saw it.
Yes.
That was one of the worst foul calls in NBA history.
It wasn't a foul.
They go to review. The whole reason you put review in. Commercial break. They come back. It's a foul. Booker goes to the line with 4/10 of a second, sinks them both, beats me. A just rotten. That was me at about 12:30 a.m. But I'm saying it just because, no, you don't hit every time you live bet. And I got seduced by some delightful odds. Could I have just taken plus 5? I could have. But I got greedy. I saw plus 155, plus 180. So listen, I'm just saying, it's both sides of the coin, and that was a terrible beat last night, and Robert Covington can go to hell. I hope he has explosive diarrhea today. All right, let's get to the Preakness. I will tell you, this is a crap field. This is not a good addition to the Preakness. This is an issue horse race. let me write down on my list of issues I have with horse racing. But they've got to fix this. You're not getting essential quality in the Preakness. You're not getting Mandaloon in the Preakness. You're getting all but 4 of the Derby horses sitting out. It's rotten. So I'm telling you right off the top, I don't like the field. But I think there's going to be a chance here. The Preakness usually generates a price, Rico. A horse 10-1 or better hitting in the exacta to juice it up or win the race outright. So with that in mind, let me tell you where I'm leaning. No, I'm not betting on Medina Spirit. And it's not because I hate the horse. No, I don't think he's a junkie. And the drugs weren't the reason he won the race.
Man, he on that stuff.
He's on that blue magic. But my point is, he got everything his way in the Derby. I mean, he walked into Churchill Downs, and the Derby went as if, sir, let's escort you to your table. What would you like to drink? What would you like to eat? How hot would you like it? How long would you like it to come to the table? Would you like me to cut your food for you? That was the Derby for Medina Spirit. Couple of the speed horses, one of which is in this race, Midnight Bourbon. You know, had a collision at the start. Two of the speed horses got taken right out. Medina Spirit goes to the lead, set modest fractions, and was able to carry the mail. I mean, and
Mike, you're losing us. Who's going to win the race?
You're not losing me. You said Midnight Bourbon. My ears perked up.
You know, you take the moments to try to explain what you watched, and you're just met with outright resistance.
We just want the winner, Mike.
Hey.
All right, I'm taking a four. Crowded trade. Chad Brown, Javi Castellano.
Mike's about to tell us. Well, he had rolled oats. Slightly toasted.
I'm taking Crowded Trade. He's got a huge dong. Crowded Trade, 10-1.
Now that
makes
sense.
He's got the biggest penis in the race. There, you happy? Is that the breakdown you want?
Now you're talking.
He's got a huge brajol. Crowded Trade. I'm going to put the 4 at 10-1 up. You don't care why. I know Baffert and one of his other great horses who didn't make the Derby and Concert Tour is here. I don't know who's going to go to the lead. Someone's going to challenge Medina Spirit. He won't get it his way. I'm going to go for bombs here. Midnight Bourbon's going to go for sure. One of the Bafferts has to go. I think that equals a little bit of a meltdown. I'll take Crowded Trade, the 4. I'm going to put him over to 5, Midnight Bourbon. And I'm also going to use the 9 risk-taking. The other Chad Brown with Jose Ortiz. Bit of a bomb, 15-1.
5, 4, and 9.
Right. I'm going to put 4 over 5, 9. You want to box all 3, do it. I'm going for bombs. I don't believe Medina Spirit is going to follow that up. I don't believe he's going to get it his way. And I just don't think the horse racing gods will allow Baffert to win a Preakness.
See, I just see Medina Spirit crossing the line and raising a hoof, pointing at the camera, looking just at you, Mike.
Yeah, or maybe grabbing his baloney. Okay.
Have you seen my dinker?
All right. All right. That's where I'm at. I'm going for bombs in the Preakness. I'll take the 4 over to 5, 9 exacta. And if you just want to bet the 4 to win, you can do that too. You happy? There. God forbid I get to have a little fun talking horse racing.
Dude,
you are the black angel of death.
Your segment was running, it was about to end. And then you're like, well, yeah, toasted oats with cinnamon and French toast and croissants. Little OJ.
Had a nice walk this morning.
Right, had a nice walk. You know, had a nice little movement along the way. Didn't even
have
to scoop it up.
That's a great story.
Maybe Wojo's right. Maybe we are just a group of unnuanced morons. Kenny, anything you'd like to add to the mix?
I'm gonna go back to hockey because that seems to be the only thing I'm good at anymore.
Yeah, people are saying tell Kenny to stay away from baseball.
So I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna take their advice. I'm gonna keep this a lot more brief, Mike. Leafs, Jets, total 5.5. I'm going over.
That's it. I'm done.
Well, while you're at it,
because
Kenny,
reasons,
Kenny. You know what? I'm gonna take the fact that because the Dancing Usher once again will be starting at center. Give me the Nuggets -8.5.
Oh. Liar, whore, and you know it.
And I think the Dancing Usher had a croissant this morning, too. Nice stroll around the block.
I'm loving this right now. This is so good.
David, I can see him seething. Just,
I think
he's turned his mic off, and he's screaming all types of things.
So, is that on the board?
I guess that's on the board.
That's on the board.
That's on the board, yeah.
FanDuel, the official sports book of 97.1 The Ticket.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.